And later on, we also caught up with Matthew Smith in the Great Pavilion. He comes from a nursery called Brighter Blooms, and they are specialists in Xantadesias. How would you describe a Xantadesia, Sue? It's a bit lily-like, isn't it?
I was going to say lily.
Like an arum lily?
Lily, yes.
Almost, it gives me a feel of a bit of a tropical sort of plant.
Well, it is, isn't it? Isn't it from South Africa?
I think it was from South Africa, yes.
So it is a tropical plant.
We've got one on the patio. We've been looking at them for a while. I think we first spotted them on Matthew's stand at Chelsea.
That was when we first saw them.
And we've ummed and ahed, but we've gone for one now. And they sound quite easy to look after. They can be looked after in a shed over winter and brought back out, so you don't have to buy new plants for your patio every year. Anyway, this is what Matthew had to say to us and told us how to look after Xantadesias. So, Matthew, we're here at Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, 25th year. You haven't been here for 25 years.
I haven't been here for 25 years. This is my fourth year.
And you are from the nursery Brighter Blooms, but you specialise in quite, would you call them exotic plants?
Exotic's a good word, I think, really. Yeah, they are exotic. Although, even though they're exotic, they're not that difficult to grow. Yeah. So, most places in the UK, you know, they're quite growable, really.
And these are the calla lilies, but the proper name is Xantadesia.
Xantadesia or Xantadeschia. Yeah.
Depending where you come from.
Yeah, yeah. but the common name is calla, yes, yeah, yeah. They tag the lily onto the end of it as well as calla lilies, but they're not anything to do with lilies at all. They are a completely different family from lilies.
So what conditions do they require to grow successfully in the UK?
So a lot of people will be familiar with the plant as a house plant, actually, keeping it indoors. We're growing a slightly bigger product, which we feel is much better as a patio plant. Outdoors for the summer, no problem at all. Free draining conditions, so if it's in a pot, that's nice and easy to achieve. Free draining compost, bit of grit in there to make it free draining. They don't like to be too wet, so again, in a pot container, you can really help regulate that really well. And then being in a pot makes it nice and easy for the winter, because they do need frost protection in the winter. So you bring the pot in, let it die down, store it like a dahlia or begonia for the winter.
And when they die down, do you have to cut the foliage off, or do you just leave it
best
naturally?
Letting it die naturally, really. Yeah. So bring it in before the first frost into sort of a light location, stop watering it, it'll die down naturally, take away the brown foliage, and then you can store it somewhere that's frost-free, dry, on the slightly cooler side probably, rather than sort of room temperature, really.
Right. Are they bulbs or rhizomes?
Rhizome, technically, yeah. So within that bulb genre.
Yeah.
but they're technically a rhizome. So they spread out almost in a disc sort of shape, really, a bit like a corm sort of shape. And they sort of spread and multiply that way.
And if you've got a nice cultivar and you have a splendid array of different cultivars here, can you propagate them yourself by division or how do you propagate them?
Yeah, just like most rhizomes, they will divide. We tend to wait for them to get a bit bigger than they are here. So we've sort of got 2 litre pot size, which will have a 20 centimetre plus bulb in it. We're liking to get a bit bigger in a couple of years' time. You can split them up. And actually, when you lift them out of the pot, you'll find bits just naturally fall off almost, and it's those bits that you can then grow on to a larger plant again.
And do they need any specific feeding regime?
Feeding really does help to encourage flowering. So we're sort of high potash, really, tomato feed, that sort of thing, every couple of weeks during the growing season.
And watering, you say they don't like soggy feet.
No, they definitely don't like soggy feet.
If you had them in the patio in a pot with well-drained soil, what should you do? Be watering them once a week, or...?
It very much depends on the weather. So at the moment we're quite hot and sunny, and if they're right in the full sun, which they tolerate fine, watering could be every couple of days. If it suddenly goes dull, overcast, colder conditions, it could be a week or even two between waterings. It's a case of just monitoring sort of how dry that compost is, really. Much better to allow them to dry out between waterings than continuously
water
them.
Right, so they will tolerate some dryness.
They will
rather
tolerate
than
the drought very
getting
well,
over wet.
Yeah, definitely. Too much water, because it's a fleshy rhizome, you end up getting rotting. And to be honest, that tends to be the biggest killer, people overwatering as opposed to underwatering.
An aspect, can they tolerate shade, or what do they like? Lots of sun or partial shade?
They will take the shade, but it means the plant tends to elongate, so it gets taller and can become a bit floppy. So much better to keep it in a sunny location. Maybe a little bit of partial shade, but the sunnier the better, we feel. You get a much sturdier plant out of it in the long run.
And where do they hail from originally?
South Africa.
Well, Sue's from South Africa.
Okay. Yeah, another one of those bulbous plants from South Africa. There's so,
so many of our garden plants come from South Africa, don't they?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Growing in sort of kind of rock-lined, grassy sort of slopes, so it rains, they get wet, and then it drains straight off.
So if you can mimic in natural conditions, though, you're halfway there.
That's it, definitely. Definitely don't sit them in water. There is some confusion with that, because there's the original arum lily, Xanthodesca ethiopica, which actually tolerates the water very well, and you can almost grow it in a pond.
That's a common houseplant for many people, isn't it?
Yeah, a common garden plant that gets used all over, really. And a lot of people confuse it with this, which is the same genus.
Yeah.
But they do the same thing to these, and unfortunately these are completely
tolerate
opposite.
It, yeah. It's a beautiful stand. Were you at Chelsea?
We were at Chelsea.
How did you do?
Second time at Chelsea this year, and we got a gold medal this year.
Oh, well done. So congratulations.
You must be over the moon.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic to go back. And we did a very similar display, actually, to how we have at Hampton Court here. A kind of patio scene, which just shows the public sort of the best way to grow them, we feel. So.
Well, after speaking to you at one of the previous shows, we did go out and buy one of these. We've got it in a pot on the patio.
Fantastic.
Because we don't want to keep replacing plants every year. So we think that's it. When it dies down, we'll stick it in the shed. And hopefully the shed will have a bit of light. So is that okay, or do they need
complete dark? It doesn't matter whether it's light or dark, actually.
Right,
they're dormant completely in the winter, and it's the drought, the dry conditions more than anything that keeps them dormant. Although you'll find, come sort of March time, little shoots just starting, and that's a key to give it a bit of water.
I'm telling you, I'm thirsty, help me.
Yeah.
You do sell these online as well, don't you?
We sell the rhizomes online.
Yeah.
The plants don't dispatch all that well because they're sort of quite big and fleshy, so they don't post all that well. But we sell the rhizomes online at brighterblooms.co.uk. That's from sort of January through to the end of May time, really. Yeah. After that, it gets too late for planting, really.
Fair enough, So people can order them online and enjoy these lovely things on their patio with a Pimm's or a gin and tonic.
They certainly can, yes.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Matthew.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
He also did a fantastic show at Tatton, didn't he?
Oh, very different. Very, very different.